Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. It's not unusual for someone who's been in the band for years to want to bust out a solo project, but what Sheehard singer John Toogood has come up with is more like a Kiwi supergroup. Shane Carter, Tiki Tane, Lady Six, Julia Deans, and members of Shapeshifter, The Mint Chicks, and Little Bushman all had a hand in John's new album. Collectively, they're called The Adults, and the core collaborators have been rehearsing for a national tour. I caught up with John, fresh back from playing on London's Clapham Common with Sheehard, and asked him whether The Adults did indeed start as the dreaded singer's solo project.
It definitely started out slightly like, okay, I've got a million and one ideas that I've never been able to use with Sheehard because they're just not appropriate, really, for a big wall of sound rock band. But it very quickly morphed into, it's much better to write with other people. For me, it was like way more interesting. I started off by writing with Julia, who lived just down the road from me, and we'd known each other for years, so I felt comfortable enough to open myself up and for a bollocking. you know how it is. Yeah. I mean, it's like.
Was that the first time you'd written with anyone outside Sheehard?
No. Way early on, before Sheehard did our first record, me and Nigel Regan from Head Like a Hold had a little project called SML, which I think maybe 200 people and my mother own. But it was really fun. You know, it was really fun, and I really loved doing it. Also, around the time of Pacifier record, they had me writing with Nashville writers and all sorts of writers. So nothing ended up being on any of those records, but it was like, wow, this is actually a craft that I hadn't really thought about, you know? I mean, with Sheehard, it was always like about the big riff, and then you build a song out of that, you know? It was more about weaponry for large PAs. And we got lucky occasionally and had something catchy, you know? But I didn't realise it was a bit of a craft, you know. So that was a bit of an eye-opener. But I did realise at that point that collaboration was, it was a learning thing.
And I get the impression from what you've said about this record, it was genuinely collaborative, you know, not just the tunes, you know, lyrics, everything.
Fully collaborative, yeah. I mean, like, it was, and I mean, as soon as I got a taste for it, it was like, there's no way I can go back from this. This is too good and too fun, and really, almost selfishly, it was like, wow, oh, that's how you do that, or wow, that's the words you use to describe that sort of situation. I would never have thought of that. So it was like, it was just like learning every day, you know, and also learning off people that I really genuinely respect and love, you know, like, and. For the other prerequisite was, okay, they're friends as well, so I can actually let my guard down here. Because, I mean, it's a personal thing, writing music, and it's...
Well, so that, and they can say, no, actually, your idea sucks.
This totally. Yeah. And also vice versa, you know? I mean, also, it's like, yeah, I mean, it's scary, like, yeah, saying, well, this is my idea, you know? Like, on a whole, every time it's been like, oh, yeah, no, I can run with that. Let's go, let's move with that, you know?
All of my dreams, they come at once. One of these pages brings me love. I get in trouble, you're not around. Tuck me in, baby, sleep me tight.
And also the first time you've had girls in the band.
Yeah, no, and that's been really, really good. Like, I've actually... some of the singing with, like, say, Julia or Lady or Anika, it's like they're all three very different singers, but they're also very good singers. So I have to really step up and make sure that I sing as well as possible with them. But we've also been doing that thing right from the start. It was like with me and Julia, it's like, how come in the old days they used to, you know, have the lyrics written out and the scores written out, and they'd come in and they'd just do it, and you know, how come we don't do that? Well, maybe we can do that, so let's try it. And so, yeah, I mean, we were doing live takes of everything, but doing them, you know, with two lyric sheets, two different mics, old school, you know. And actually, I know the technology is different now, and we could overdub, but I didn't want to, you know. I just wanted to see if, you know, I've been doing it for 22 years, I should be able to do it, you know. So it was a chance to try out things like that.
Yeah, know? I have to say, it's so nice to see someone working with Julia as well, because I loved her last record.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, she shouldn't be working in a clothes shop. She should be making music.
No, she is super talented. And Modern Fables totally shows how good she is, you know. I mean, I've always thought she was, super talented. I mean, and you see her on stage. She's a pretty formidable performer as well, you know.
Is it getting colder, or is it just me? Who's taking the control of this frivolity? Am I getting...
In terms of the way the project emerged, it didn't really come to my attention until that video for Nothing to Lose suddenly appeared. Was that the intention, to surprise people with it? Because watching that video, not knowing what it was, and then going, oh, that's John Tugan, that's Shankar, that's Lady Six, and, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It was quite neat.
Yeah, I mean, that was... We sort of got lucky with that footage anyway, because basically... Sam Peacock, who's the video director, who's a friend, would just happen to be there, and we'd written that bit of music the day before. Me, Gary, and Shane, we'd spent 5 days in the lab, and we really wanted to just try out a band, you know, and we'd done that song the day previous, but it was a bit slow, so we thought, oh, we'll do it again, and Sam said, do you mind if I film? And filmed the actual take that ended up being the take that Lady sung on. We called it Susie, as in Susie and the Banshees, because it sounds like Susie and the Banshees to me, musically. But Lady came around to Nick Rowan's house where I was staying the next day. I played it to her and she went, please let me have a go with this. Came back the next day and she sung that over. I would never have thought of singing that style.
Yeah,
or was that momentum?
It's an odd blend of things, isn't it? Because she's belting away like an R&B singer, and you're hammering away on the bass.
Yeah, totally, totally. And Gary's doing a sort of like a tribal thing, you know, like almost like an Adam and the Ant sort of thing, you know. But he obviously hears something different in it. Sings that stuff, and I just went, and then you've got Shane blasting that crazy guitar in the middle, and it's like, well, that doesn't sound like anyone else, but it sounds together, you know. It does sound like a thing in its own right.
So will you be playing all the songs from the album in the live shows?
That's the plan. Obviously we're going to have to do reinterpretations of some of it, because I mean Lady lives in Berlin, and you know, Anika's got her own thing going. So I thought, okay, well, who's a core group of people who are versatile? So Shane's obviously a great singer and a multi-instrumentalist, and same with Julia, and I can play bass, guitar, or whatever as well. So, and I think as we've had 3 rehearsals so far, and it works really well. Yeah, it works really well.
That's most important. You've given your all, given your all, given your all.
So who is in the band?
So Shane Carter, Julia Deans, and me. And I've got Paddy Free from Pitch Black to help me set up the Ableton Live sort of backing tracks. We're going to do a sound system sort of version of it. Yeah.
Wow, tell me about that. Sound system sort of version.
Yeah. So basically, we're going to be using the original drum takes from either Gary or Redford or whoever. They'll be coming off a computer, and we'll be playing bass, guitar, keyboards, percussion, vocals live over the top of that. And it means that we can throw everything into a van and travel wherever we want to go. So it's about just being versatile and being quick, you know.
That must be new for you as well, working that way as well.
Without a doubt, yeah. It's new for all 3 of us, you know. So it's something really fresh, you know. I think the first rehearsal, Shane was a little bit sort of dubious. But as soon as we played a couple of songs, it was like, oh, yeah, we can do this, you know. I think it's going to be great. Yeah.
Well, enough of talking about the record. Let's hear one of the songs. Which song should we play?
My favourite at the moment is probably a song called Please Wake Up with Lady Six.
Last one on the album. Yeah. It's quite gentle.
It is gentle, but it's beautiful. You know, it's a lovely song.
We'll hear that then. Thank you very much, Sean Tugan.
No worries.
Wake up, honestly, the world has no honesty, but you belong here with me. So wake up, all our dreams can be our living, breathing dreams. But you need to be with me, so get up.
Please Wake Up by The Adults there from the album of the same name. And that's our show for this week. If you'd like to hear anything that's been in this show or in past shows, pop along to our podcast at publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Russell Brown.
And I've been Jose Barbosa. Thanks, New Zealand On Air.